Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important.
Let's go!
Can we talk more about bitches make rules?
We can. That seems like an important thing.
So, like, societies are built by the people who are like, wait a second, you can't farm
you
here.
You can't.
No, this is a road.
You can't farm here. This is a road, bitch. I can farm where I want to.
Right. Can we start saying be with an itch, just, you know.
Sure.
We can say whatever makes you feel safe, pal. But here's the thing, is that the guy who goes no.
That's a trigger word for you, Kyle, bitch.
No, I'm the one who brought it up. I was just joshing y'all. Oh,
the guy who says we're going to farm on this road is an asshole. So society's bitches and assholes, right? That's the ebb and flow. That's the yin and the yang.
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of bitches and assholes.
Who here is a bitch?
That is the Democratic and Republican parties, bitches and assholes.
Are you a bitch or an asshole, Kyle?
Huh.
Whoa. I guess I'm the one who made the rule first, so I guess I'm a bitch.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
I'm also a director, so I'm like making rules. I'm a bitch. Yeah. I'm a bitch. I'm not like letting things.
Yeah, but making of the rules, that's bitch made. But enforcing the rules, that's asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The assholes, they go, okay, so those are the rules?
The asshole's the one that's like, okay, those are the rules. Fuck, I wish we wouldn't have made those rules. But now that they're made, you have to abide by them.
And that's the asshole?
And that's the asshole, I believe.
Wait, but our like hall monitors are like pretty much known as bitches, right? Not assholes. They're like, oh, fucking.
Then they're just the enforcers. They didn't make the hall. They didn't make the rules.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
You think hall monitors are enforcers? I think.
Yeah, they're a monitor. That's an enforcer.
Huh.
So they're assholes.
Mm-hmm. I think that they got to be enforcers. They're monitoring. I don't know if they're enforcing.
There might be a few holes in this theory that we have going, but
I think it's pretty airtight.
Yeah, we came in hot with it, and we drew really clear lines.
I like to go, you're either one thing or another, and there's no ifs, ands, or juicy butts about it.
There's definitely juicy
butts.
Well,
no, I think we need to go around and
pray.
Say who we think the other people are.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
so
just based on what, though? I think our problem is what defines a bitch, what defines an asshole.
People who need to define, you're a bitch.
Yeah, Kyle's a bitch for
sure. Yeah, Kyle's a bitch, yeah.
I'm a bitch.
I already said I was, but I'm not actually clear as to why I said that. So if we can define this.
Yeah, I mean, bitches don't even know. Oh, God, what is this episode?
All right, cool, let's play.
Okay, so go down the list. Jersey, you started it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess Blake is a bitch.
This is easy for sure. Oh, hell yeah, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Adam's not an asshole, so by default, I think you're a bitch.
Adam's an asshole.
Yeah, I think Adam's an asshole, and I also think you're an asshole. And I definitely agree with you. Blake's a bitch.
Well, coming from a bitch.
I think it's two assholes versus two bitches.
Coming from a bitch, I don't give a fuck.
The question is, Kyle, are you happy to wear the bitch over being an asshole? I'm kind of down to be a bitch over an asshole. Fucking asshole.
I think I am when I think about
fucking asshole, bitch.
Yeah. I think I'm better off being a bitch than being an asshole.
You're going to get walked on, though, brother.
Well, I can handle it. You know what I mean? I got big shoulders.
These big check shoulders.
I feel like a bitch asshole.
Okay. A bitch ass hoe.
Hole. I'm just a hole, man.
Yeah. How does it feel to be assholes, you assholes?
Well, assholes don't care.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent to it.
So you're okay with it?
Yeah, see, the thing is I feel like I walk a real fine line. I like where I'm at, because I don't feel like I would say a lot of people, I would be put on both sides of the fence, depending on who you ask. Much so I feel good where I'm at, where, yeah, sometimes I'm bitch made, and sometimes I'm a fucking asshole.
Wait, who's calling you a bitch, bro? Because you are not a bitch.
Yeah,
bro.
Nobody called you a bitch.
I called him a bitch because I don't think he's ever an asshole. I think he's just kind of a bitch because
Adam,
when you
is
think
100%...
he's being... hang on, listen to me.
Yeah, okay, I'll wait, sure.
Chill out, Kyle, goddamn.
Sorry.
Yeah, what, are you an asshole?
Sorry.
Yeah, an asshole.
Hang on.
When Adam's being what can be perceived as an asshole, I think at the core of it, it's usually that he's being a bitch. He's usually complaining or like mad about something, and you're like, all right, quit being a bitch. Like,
All right.
You know?
Yeah. See?
So he's an asshole with a basis of bitch.
Yeah, with bitch tendencies.
Built on a bitch foundation.
And I think that I can be perceived as a bitch when at my very core, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you're a total asshole.
Well, you are, like, there's no questions about you being an asshole.
No.
I don't think anybody's going to question that.
Yeah. I feel like Durs is the definite, like, alpha asshole of our crew, for sure.
I think that I look like that, and I'm not outspoken about how I feel. But I think
asshole backpedaling.
Yeah, this is bitch. This is some bitch material.
Right. Would an asshole do this, or would he be like, yeah, that's right, I'm here. And I stand for what I believe in. I feel like I'm a nice guy without tact. How about that?
I got to look up tact.
You're like an asshole that identifies as a bitch.
Hey, give us 20 minutes. We're going to figure out exactly what tact means. And we're going to...
I'm a bitch without any finesse. Is that clear?
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're a stone cold asshole that identifies as a bitch.
Like what?
Like what, bitch?
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like you look like... This is, and I've said this to you before, and I truly believe it. I think if the year were 1987, Durs would either be like, he would be like a senator, or he would be like a huge, he would be in every movie playing the asshole, like jock.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that was your uber decade.
It's just the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, kind of fucked up and missed out.
I think, like, also, I just want to say that whether you guys are assholes that identify as bitches or bitch-made assholes, I love y'all.
I'm surprised none of us went bald. That's kind of a surprising thing for a group of guys.
Kyle's on his way.
That's why I'm growing my hair out now. I'm growing my hair long because I'm pretty sure it's on its way out. So I'm just like trying to reach the end of it.
Oh, but Kyle, that's always kind of a bad look. Wouldn't you want to go short so you can't tell as much?
No, I mean, I'm holding on to it. Yeah. I'm holding on. This is like the last time I'm going to be able to do the long hair. So I'm like fucking going for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
The last gasp.
Sure, that makes sense.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Let it keep receding and keep it long and go gray like the Crypt Keeper style. Just hella stringy in the back.
Dude, I love that.
Because then I'll rock with you.
There we go.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good look. That's cool.
And that's when you got to start directing those porno movies. Because you'd have that hair to go with it.
Yeah, definitely. Fucking big career switch coming up as soon as the hair changes.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you ready to pop?
Is that your Crypt Keeper? Very good.
I'd be the star of your first porno movie, Kyle. I'd be the star of that.
You think you'd be the star?
You'd hope.
Yeah. Well, if I came to the table with some financing and was like, dude, I'm going to make a career switch. I need you because your name is going to help pop it. Like, you'd be there?
Something's going to pop.
Pop it.
Yeah.
You gotta get a soundbite. I would like to do all the, like, right before he pulls his dick out.
Yeah.
And then a very funny stunt dick.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
So you want to fuck but not, like, show your dick coming.
Ew.
No, I'm not even fucking.
Sorry.
Right. It's the buildup, like, I think all right.
I'm doing all the acting, and then when it comes to the fucking, Durs can use his or somebody else.
Oh, I got you. That's where we'll put in my buddy.
No. I want to be the dad who's like, okay, I'm gonna go take my car to the car wash. You're gonna do your homework, sweetie. And then like some fucking giant dick dude just crawls into the window to study.
Damn.
So that would be Adam, right? Mm.
And then I get back and I go, honey, what are you doing? And she's like, you can watch. And then I just sit there. Porno's gotten so weird.
Oh, it's bizarre.
Why are they doing it? Don't even have scenarios. We don't need them anymore.
It's so crazy that like you cannot watch a porno now without wanting to fuck your mother.
Okay.
Without being told
that that's what you want.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Penny, I don't want to fuck you.
Oh my God!
You go to Pornhub and you see the ones that are hottest in America and you're like, oh yeah, we're so fucked.
We're so fucked.
Yeah, it's like mom gets stuck under a table and then like...
Exactly. Right. It's like we are fucked.
So much of that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, is that because nothing's taboo? Like, it used to be like two chicks, and then now it's like, okay, but like, it has to be related now.
And then now it's like 25 of your sisters.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving gets fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Did you have some Narnar Banks lately, Kaigo?
Within the last week, I've sprayed the ball once.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it, man.
Okay, yeah, and this is what the podcast has devolved into, talking about Kyle's poo-poos.
Hey, guys, welcome to This Is Important. Diarrhea.
I was just simply dehydrated, and I went ahead and got a lot of water in my system, and everything bulked right back up. We all good.
That's interesting.
I would like for us all to just work together and have a great working relationship together and have a spin-off other TV show that basically workaholics, but, you know, isn't. And we're old in 10 years.
Dude.
Let me be the tall Brad Garrett guy.
Oh, man, you would crush.
Yeah, you'll be the next door neighbor best friend who my wife wants me to be the best friend with. And then Blake is my old school best friend that my wife doesn't want around and thinks is a bad influence.
Yep. Right.
And then you guys are both always vying for to see who's you know, gonna barbecue with me and shit.
It writes itself.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
really, that's great.
And it rolls off the tongue, and it
damn,
you really buy the pitch in the room.
It's
gold.
I can already see the blocking. It's fantastic. You in the middle, nice. And them on either side of you. You know, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, if we had our own barbecue sauce, we could sell. Like, I mean,
I'm back in. I'll do a couple more eps.
Multi platinum. No, fuck you. You said you were filming the pilot, and you were out.
Yeah, but that's because I got to come in and be the other actor. Right, Adam?
Okay.
Oh, and then you want to come up and just do a little recipe notes.
Well, you just play Carl the drug dealer. You're the exact same character from Workaholics.
Reprise.
It's in Rancho Cucamonga, for sure.
It's in universe, but we play different characters, but Carl
Like that. That's awesome.
That's some fucking, what's his name, Josh Brolin shit?
I'll circle back to that.
How weird would it be if we did Workaholics, but 15 years later... And it's now a true sitcom, and we play the same characters. I'd tune in.
I'm in.
Have they ever done that?
I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Have they ever done that?
People?
Big Hollywood.
Didn't they just do that with like Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Fuller House and the Connors.
Yeah, but that's the exact same.
It's kind of in fashion.
No, we're saying go from...
Kyle, you dumb fuck. I'm saying... What am I missing? We're not in the same house. They're going back to the same locales. We don't live there no more.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
We have different lives. I got a wife. I got two. One cute...
We didn't even write that part yet. How was I supposed to know?
I got a wife. I got two.
Well, one kid's really cute.
Oh.
One, I want just a fucking dumb, ugly brick of a kid.
Do you play that kid too?
That's cool.
Like Martin Lawrence style?
Yeah, we little man my face. I'll do one of them. He's like, I love you.
Blake, do you remember when you were like, when you're like, okay, I got to go to work at BJ's, and I had to back my car out, and I was going slow because it was a blind driveway, and you just kind of went at whatever speed you felt like it and just hit my car straight up.
Backed right into you. Well, I was nervous. I thought I was going to be late to work, and you know me. I'm a number one worker.
We were all just going to say that exactly.
Yeah, number one worker.
Tip of the tongue.
Oh, you did have your hair all tucked in at that point because you were supposed to get a haircut at BJ's, but you refused to get a haircut.
BJ's had a rule, which was extremely sexist, that men's hair couldn't touch their shoulders, and they couldn't have like ponytails either.
Men couldn't have sexy, flowing, long, luscious locks.
Wait, but if you're a woman, you can let it rock. You could just let it.
Yep. You could have a ponytail, but men couldn't.
Whoa.
Now, was there any sort of rule against how long your pubic hair could be?
I think like it got to a point where I was spoken to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you shaved it because number one worker.
It's hanging off the bottom of your shorts. They're like, okay.
So what was your solution? Because Blake, you had just grown your hair down to your shoulders.
Yeah. So I wasn't quite ready to cut my hair because I was starting to book those Starbucks hands commercials. And so I decided every shift to wake up about a half hour early and bobby pin it up. So it kind of looked like I was rocking like
but not up.
No, fold it in.
Under.
He
folded it underneath.
So it looked like a big mushroom.
You looked absolutely insane.
I looked
insane.
Like James Madison, the president.
You do look like a Like it was a powdered wig. We have to post that on the pod important Instagram.
I'll try to look for those pictures.
You did it in an episode, no? Right?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember which
one. Oh, man. How humiliating. And, like, I was delivering to, like, sororities and stuff. I felt like a damn fool.
Yeah.
That was the dude who backed into me full bore and just poked his head out of the car. I was like, sorry.
Oh, my God. My bad.
Sorry, brother. I was shook, man. I was shook.
Did I tell you guys the story of when my mom caught me watching porno when I was in high school? And stop me if I told this on the pod before, because, you know, we've done how many of these now? Seven? I'm losing track.
We're starting to double up.
If it involves a toe and cum in the bathwater, we've heard it.
Yep.
No. You know what we should do is we should get my mom on the phone and ask her if she remembers this story.
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Because I've gotten some people that are saying that I'm out of pocket and that I made that story up. But my mom, for sure, I don't know if she knows that there was jizz in the bathwater, but she for sure remembers my toe falling off. So we got to get her on record.
For sure, dude.
Absolutely. This is important.
We absolutely have to.
I definitely want to talk with her about that and say, Penny Divine, was there cum in the bathwater?
Do you remember if there was cum in there?
I don't think she knows that there's cum. She doesn't think that.
You're on live.
Then I don't want to ask her that, bro. I don't want to do that. I don't even want to be in the room when that conversation is being had.
Oh, my mom would be totally fine. My mom would be like, no, I don't care if there's jizz. Oh, jizz. Woohoo. Hee-hee.
Does she say jizz?
Yeah, probably.
You don't think she says, like, semen?
She might say, she's watched Workaholics. She's a big fan. She probably says e-jack.
Or maybe there's, like, a funny, like, a cute word for it, like frosting or something.
Baby sauce.
Frosting is not cute, dude. Frosting is like, that's what, if you hear a girl say frosting, you run. Way too advanced, too much experience.
That's when you marry her. Lock her down.
Give me your frosting.
That gives a whole new meaning to frosted tips.
In high school, I was watching porn. I was at home, senior year of high school.
Nice.
I had the last period of the day off, and I was home from school early. And
what is it, VCR?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. What's the format?
Yeah,
it was on my computer, but it was like my parents had the shittiest computer. We were late to the game. We bought like a used computer. So at that time, it was just like, it literally like shook. It
must have been on like a Real Player or something. Remember that shit?
Like on discs? Or yeah, what is this, Morpheus?
Right.
No, it was a Sublime Directory. Oh, hello. Deep cut.
Wow.
Hello.
Shout out Sublime Directory.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
On the internet, Blake.
Will you explain what Sublime Directory is to those?
Sublime Directory is, I can't even believe I pulled that from the deep wrinkly parts of the back brain, because that was like the first porno website that I can remember that had like just links and links and links and links of different stuff, and they broke it down into categories much like they do now with amateur, big boobs, interracial, whatever.
No, keep going.
And so that I was cruising.
But no thumbnails.
No thumbnails.
Just a big picture of a dinosaur up in the corner.
Yeah, and then just like it like had a little description. So you had to read and go, okay, I might be into that.
Right.
But there were so many pop-ups. You remember how there used to be pop-ups all the time? So you
Pornado.
Pornado.
You click on a link and you think like, okay, this is what's going to pop up, and then five other pop-ups would pop up, and you'd have to click out of those to see what you actually want to see.
Which you would get really good at, which was the saddest part. You'd be like,
and so I hear the garage coming up, and I just clicked on something, and all these pop-ups, and I'm trying to click out of it. I'm trying to click out of it, and my pants are down around my ankles, and so I'm like hopping through the basement, and I pull up my pants, but I don't get them buckled, and I dive on the couch, and I cover my crotch with a big pillow. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the computer's still up, but it's in the corner, and meanwhile, it's just shaking. It's just like, and my mom comes in. She's like, how's school? And I'm like, fine, get out of here. Hello! And I was like, it was fine. Get out of here. You know, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. And she's like, oh, this computer's making so much noise. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of the computer. Meanwhile, she asked me what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm just watching TV. The TV's not on, you know, and I'm just sitting down there. And she's like, something's up. She goes over the computer. And my mom's a very open-minded woman. And she looks at the, I figured like, if she saw the porn. I'm a senior in high school. I'm 17, so it's not that big of a deal. And she turns and looks at me and goes, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to see that. And she goes, what if Brittany saw this? Brittany's my little sister, mm-hmm. who's 3 years younger than me. She's also in high school. She's a freshman in high school. She probably also looks at porno. And I go, I don't care. Well, I don't know. She probably looks at that kind of stuff too.
Constantly.
I don't know.
And then she goes, you disgust me. And marches upstairs. And I'm like, that is pretty aggressive. Penny doesn't usually come at me that hard. She's usually pretty open-minded about these kind of things. And so I waddle back over to the computer because my pants are down around my
are not still fully, hard. Still hard.
Still rock hard from all that sublime directorine. And I look at the pop-up that had popped up, and it was hot brother on sister incest action.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
And I had to run upstairs Oh my god. And I had to go upstairs and explain to my mom that I want to fuck my sister.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, man.
No, that it was a pop-up. And she,
pop-ups. Yes.
And I explained what pop-ups were. And she was like, oh, you just saw her melt. She was like, oh, my God. No. Thank you. Oh, thank God. I knew you couldn't have actually been looking at stuff like that.
Wow, man.
Meanwhile, you're watching, like, fucking milk gagging yeah. and shit.
Yeah.
Bukkake videos.
Thank God. Yeah.
Halloween as an adult is way less fun. It's way less fun. As a kid, I remember you just got robbed robbed someone else.
My brother got robbed.
A lot of robbing. Yeah, it was all every year, like you'd run into a kid in your neighborhood and it's like, yeah, got my candy taken. And you're like, you bitch, until it happens to you and you're like, fuck.
You guys were really lucky that was just Halloween.
Yeah, ha ha.
I never got jacked for candy, but.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, no, it happened to me.
Yeah, I do remember wrapping the pillowcase around my wrist in case somebody tried to grab it, though. Right.
I got a good feeling whatever Kyle was dressed as, it was too scary to fuck with. They were like, let's go around the other guy.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, right.
You just had wet-ass long hair, and that was your costume. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry guys. Keep up. Like really flex your asshole-ness.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
About it.
Walk in with a huge asshole.
I'm a bitch identifying as an asshole at that point.
Don't lead with your bitch.
Yeah. Lead with your asshole.
Lead with your asshole.
Lead with your asshole.
Always lead with your asshole.
Walk through that door backwards.
I don't remember our hair being that insane.
Bro, it was so wild.
You guys look like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I look like a fucking Pokemon character. Kyle looks like, you hit the nail on the head when you're like, you are leading the Black Parade. You are My Chemical Romance fucking superstar over here.
Totally. Very short-lived MCR phase that was probably like a year and a half maybe where I dyed my hair black and would brush it into my forehead. Like, whoa.
I do not remember your emo bangs. That's so weird.
This was like film school, like coming out of film school. I think I went to like this like emo side majorly when I went to film school.
I loved that.
I still think we need to solve a murder to really get up our numbers, but
I agree.
Gotta figure out who's been murdered.
I'm getting a lot more DMs. More people were sliding in the DMs. And from the podcasts that have come out so far, no chicks. I was thinking, oh, I might see booby photos again like I did the first few seasons of Workaholics. It doesn't happen any longer. Now I just get really horny gay dudes.
Okay.
Really?
Do you guys get horny gay dudes or?
Thank you, God.
I got one.
Oh, I get every day. I get a handful, just like a handful of horny gay dudes that are like, I would swallow your dick hole, dick and balls.
They'd swallow your dick hole or your dick hole?
My dick and balls hole.
Entirely.
Put your dick hole in my ear hole.
That's cool.
Can anyone do that where they get the whole dick and the balls?
Yeah, for sure.
Can anyone do that? We already told you, Durs, if you can think.
It can be done. Well,
I'm not saying there's not somebody who's into trying it. I'm saying, is it humanly possible?
Oh, I guarantee
it. Of course. If you think about it, it just depends on the size of the, you know, the wow.
Oh, I guess, yeah. If you have a super tiny dick, you could just
If you had a tiny...
Also, if it's hard or not, like it doesn't...
Yeah!
We're not specifying if it's got to be hard or soft. If it's soft, I'm sure you can fit most dicks and balls in your mouth.
I'm still going to send it.
Is that going to be my new thing, just watching soft dick BJs with the nuts involved? Is that a thing?
Like, you tell us.
Is that your thing?
Yeah.
If you can dream it, it's on the net, baby.
When I'm hanging out with my wife's smart friends, I'm trying so hard to like say shit like that I don't know. And I just am like, I'm walking that tightrope.
Durs is always like, that is so perplexing.
Oh my gosh. That is.
Damn. Y'all really just perplexed me.
Wow. I'm pretty perplexed. Huh,
let me think on that perplexogen.
That is a real perplexity.
Perplexogen.
Because if you try, if you nail it, they're like, well, look who's arrived. But if you say the wrong word, they're like, this motherfucker is stupid.
Yeah, you fall off flat.
Yeah, what is your go-to smart word that you...
Genitalia.
Genitalia is your go-to smart word?
No, I don't fucking know. I'm like thinking of long words.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Long, I guess that's just long to me, bro.
Yeah.
What, isn't there a misnomer? Is that a word?
Yeah, misnomer. You know what I like to say is what we think we know. That's my favorite smart person shit. When they're like, well, what we think we know is that the koala is dying. Huh?
Oh, like they're so well read.
My dad will drop at the end of the day.
Oh.
To like, it's flagrant.
Right.
Where it's like, what do you mean at the end of the day? Like, we don't have to have this conversation. Like, nothing about
at the end of the day. Well,
no, that's not what it means.
Isn't that what that means?
No.
The idiom means like the bottom line is.
Idiom. He said idiom. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Idiom.
Idiom is pretty good.
But at the end of the day, meaning like after we argue, like till the end of the day, when we get to it, this is going to be what's up. So I know everything.
No, it's not about arguing.
It's not to the end of the day. It's at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, like summing it all up. Like this is what it all.
Right. The summation of the discussion is at the end of the day.
Yes.
Get 'em.
Summation. Very good.
The summation.
Get 'em. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, baby.
I'm your friend.
That's fucking dope. I might have to bring that one up.
Summation. I might have to drop that at Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, the summation is.
Well, yeah, you gotta have a fucking sentence with it too.
I know. I was happy that it happened because I was able to use it.
Yeah, but not in a sentence. It's just as a word. You just said the summation.
No, I did use it in a sentence the first time, and then I couldn't put it back into a sentence, but I did pull it out of a very genuine sentence.
If you do it in a sentence, you know you could use that like a dinner table. Like, what's the summation of the salt you just used?
Mm-hmm. But that's like, what do you mean? Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, I feel like this has too much salt in it. There's too much summation.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel a little summation in my stomach. Not good. Yeah.
I feel like my steak was overly summated with salt.
You could say that. You could say, like, what's your summation of Thanksgiving dinner? And then make sure, like, you fart right afterwards.
Oh! Hello.
That's dang. Comedy.
That would bring the house down.
What was it, season 3 or 4 that you guys got motorcycles?
But Blake had his first, and then I bought it. I bought mine maybe a year or so after Blake got his.
What kind of make and models are we talking?
Yeah.
I got a Harley right out the gate. It was crazy. It was my first motorcycle. It was a terrible decision.
I got a Triumph 900. It was a souped up bad bitch, and I really thought it was fucking cool. But my house was in the Hollywood Hills, so I couldn't get in and out of my neighborhood.
Right, it's tough.
If I was able to like roll my way down this cliff, then I could actually drive it on the flatlands pretty easily. Like that I could do. But I've dropped it so many times, and every time you drop a motorcycle, it's a goddamn $1,000 of bullshit that you got to fix because the clutch will pop off, and you know all the shit will break. That they're like, you don't know how to fix it because you're a fucking idiot because you don't know, as Kyle would say, man shit.
Yeah. Sorry
about it.
Yeah, I'm saving it, but yeah.
So I ended up, I don't have it anymore, but
don't have it? You got rid of it?
I got rid of it. Yeah, I sold it for like nothing, for like $0.
Okay, all right. That was going to be my question, is what y'all doing with it, and can I get it?
I have one.
I'm going to take yours.
So I remember one of the first times I dropped it, I was going down the side of the cliff In my neighborhood, you have to take like a hairpin turn to get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, gnarly, gnarly downhill hairpins.
Yeah, and I just kind of lost control of the bike. It wasn't, there was nothing there. There was nothing in front of me. And there was guys working construction on this house right here. And I like, am going to just drive into this bush. So I put the bike down real quick. You know, like an idiot. And I'm just like fall and I like skid down the hill a little bit and I get up and I'm so embarrassed that I just dropped my expensive ass motorcycle just on the ground. It's going to be another fucking $1,000 that I got to pay for this thing to get fixed. By the way, I'm a half block away from my home. I didn't get out of the neighborhood and I was so embarrassed that all these guys saw and they're like, oh shit, are you okay? And I look into the bush and go, fucking squirrels.
Oh man, been there, brother. Yeah.
As if a squirrel came out, and I'm such a good guy that I don't want to hit a squirrel, so I throw my motorcycle to the ground.
Well, the coolest thing, the only cool thing about falling off your motorcycle is that as soon as it happens, as soon as you drop your bike, you instantly get this embarrassment strength where you can just lift 1,000 pounds. No problem. Like, you just lift your bike up, and these things are heavy as fuck. Right. But you're so embarrassed. And you're just like, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm on the side of a cliff. It's you know, it's like an 800-pound motorcycle, and I'm like, yeah!
No problem.
Just no problem.
You get home, your back just seizes up. It's like, God damn.
That was the most fun when you guys had those motorcycles and you come into the writer's room and talk about your trials.
How terrifying it was riding in.
Yeah, and it's just like, why do you have these things?
Because I had three of the best rides of my life, man.
How many times did you ride it, Blake?
About 3 to 4 times.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Adam, like a dozen?
Yeah, I probably took it out about a dozen times, but I crashed 5 times. Like, it was almost a 50% crash rate for me getting in and out of my neighborhood. And finally, it was the last time I did it, I was shooting the movie Why Him? And I was in a scene with Franco and Bryan Cranston, and are standing around this table, and we're talking, and all of a sudden, my leg seized up. And I made this like face. I was like, because it was like the most pain that I've experienced.
Like a Charlie horse sensation?
Yeah, it felt just like my seized
like
up.
The muscles were like,
yeah, it's like something was like grabbing me, like a python had wrapped around my leg and just was squeezing the shit out of me.
That's
was,
Franco.
that was Franco's python. You know he's got a hog. And then Bryan Cranston goes, I'm sorry, that's either you're in a lot of pain or that's the most insane character choice I've ever seen in my life. As if my character is just making some fucking bizarro face. And I'm like, my fucking leg. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. And I peel up my pants and I guess I didn't look on the back of my – 2 days before this, over the weekend, I was driving my motorcycle and same hairpin turn, and I was going up this time, and I have to take this hard left in order to, not drive off a cliff. And so I'm going to take this hard left, and I eat shit once again, and I'm going to pick up the motorcycle, but it's heavy as fuck, so you really got to throw your body weight into it. And I just put my entire leg against the tailpipe, but I was hit by the cement truck, so I can't feel my skin. Right, so, like, right. I can't feel hot and cold. I can only feel pressure. I can't feel if my skin is just boiling off. And
so you were sizzling.
It was fully sizzling against the exhaust pipe.
God.
Yeah, and so I just seared the shit out of my leg, and it's on the back of my leg, so I'm like, when I wash my body, I don't like inspect the back of my legs. I just sort of like go over it with my fucking loofah.
Right,
attaboy. Ooh,
yeah, hey, yeah. I treat myself. Yeah, I loofah.
Kyle, is that some man shit, my brother?
The loofahs. Loofahs are actually full of bacteria. I would not suggest them. They sit there and they collect so much.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Newacek.
Well, I rub my open wounds with them.
Yes.
Yeah. I would not suggest that.
So anyway, so then I go back and I'm shooting this scene, and they were like, well, you look absolutely insane. I peel my pants up, and it's purple and blue and green. It's the most magnificent looking wound you've ever seen. It's a yeah. it's a beautiful piece of artwork. And then kinda they were like, "You, what are you doing? You're shooting a movie. You shouldn't be driving a motorcycle. Also, you obviously don't know how to drive a motorcycle, so don't drive."
You're like, "You don't understand a fucking squirrel."
Yeah.
You just use that for the rest of your life.
Squirrel.
Who out of us is going to die first?
Wow, that's a tough one.
And I don't, you know, if you want to add in, if you want to sprinkle in that you think you know how it's going to happen.
I know.
Elaborate. But who's going to die first?
Holy shit, dude. This is not fun for me. I'm like, I don't want to.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Fine. Who's going to win? Who's going to live the longest?
I'm going to probably. I bet Durs is going to live the longest.
Okay.
Because he drinks the least amount. He okay. never smoked. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really smoke weed that often.
Wait, I don't drink at all anymore, just so you know.
Yeah, but you had.
I don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you smoked forever.
Yeah, but I smoked for, yes, correct. Uh-huh. But I just wanted to say he drinks the least. I don't drink at all.
I drink the most milkshakes. I think if my heart will say stop it and just quit it, if that's.
But are we saying who? Okay, this is just mine. This is just my idea.
Go for it.
Okay, so I believe Durs is going to last the longest. Then Blake. Okay. Blake runs every day. He's a physical specimen.
Thanks.
Then Kyle. And then I'm going to die in a helicopter crash in the next 15 years once I learn how to drive a helicopter.
Oh, you will be piloting.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be piloting. It's going to be something silly and stupid.
I'm still going to send it.
But I'm still going to send it.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I think. And maybe my heart will go, maybe because I do chug ZQL every night, and
yeah, that's true.
I do drink a carafe of coffee every morning. So
yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I kind of agree with you on you going out first.
Mm-hmm,
I definitely am there
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
I would also agree. I would count on Adam going out first.
Yeah, but you got to say why. Just saying I'm going to die first, like, why am I going to do something?
Yeah.
No, Durs said we could just sprinkle it. But I think it's going to be somewhere. I think we're all going to live a little bit later. I don't think anybody's going out anytime soon. I feel like we have decades to spend with each other.
I like that.
Maybe.
But then, you know, maybe when we start getting up to around 75, around there, Yeesh. We're going to start dropping.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how human beings all do that, though.
I'm going to 100.
Yeah, I don't know. I think around 90, well, I think, yeah, around 90, 95, we're going to start feeling old.
I'm going to 100.
I'm going to 100.
Adam just reminded me of his nightly routine, and I think that's a ticking time bomb. The like caffeine and then like the NyQuil, whatever the fuck it is. I think that's not good for your body.
The up or downer.
But he's a strong boy. Thank and you. I think that he'll be able to withstand that for another 35 years at least, you know?
I don't doubt that. I think he's got that Tom Cruise vigor.
Yeah.
But hey, mm-hmm. man, I also think Tom Cruise died 20 years ago and we've been dealing with a robot.
Oh, you got a clone conspiracy?
Oh, dude. Oh. Hey-o.
I hope I come back as a Tom Cruise robot.
What's cool about Kyle is that his creative, what would you call this? His fountain of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, juices. His juices.
Is very personal. And my favorite iteration of this is when Adam and Blake they all lived together,
mm-hmm.
but Adam and Blake had girlfriends and Kyle did not. So these guys would just bail on Kyle and be like, we're going out to play skee ball or whatever, hit a bar.
We also had, we were dating roommates
right.
as well.
You guys were roommates.
Right.
The girls were roommates.
I had my dog.
And Kyle would just be like the fucking fifth wheel and he'd get left home. And uh-huh. through this sorrow, he created uh-huh. one of the greatest concept albums known to man.
Oh, man. Unreleased. Friends of Aliens. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm fucking aliens mm-hmm. tonight.
Do you want to give the log line, the synopsis of a synopsis?
Yeah,
of love?
Dude. Yeah. It was all about a guy, me, who could not find love
huh.
and decided to go to space and was really smart, like went to space like immediately. Yeah. Yeah.
No one understood him here on Earth.
Nobody understood the person on Earth, so he had to.
Right.
You know what? This was probably also within 4 months, 4 to 6 months of Blake not getting the Starbucks commercial, get cut it out of the Starbucks commercial and saying he's going back to Concord. So I think you were in that headspace of, you know what? I'm just going to get the fuck out of here. Blake chose Concord. You chose the moon, baby.
Yeah, the whole goal of the character was to make like good music, but he wasn't very good at it. So he went to space. And then
no one can judge me in outer space.
Yeah. And then I immediately found an alien who, like, we fucked like right away. Right. It was just
you did, and you don't know if it was a girl alien or a guy alien.
Androgynous, very non-gender specific.
Non-gender.
Did you bust?
Oh my god!
I busted hard. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in the song. We fucked, and it was sick. And then I ended up bringing the alien back to Earth, and we just made music together and took hella drugs. And
yeah,
like,
that sounds very
smoke weed every day.
That's cool.
Drugs and tacos.
Very under the influence.
Yeah, tacos and drugs, exactly. Ate hella tacos and smoked weed.
When I was in high school, I was, maybe not even in high school, it might have been eighth grade, I think, and a girl that went to another school, we started instant messaging each other, AOL style, and she really wanted to see, and it was her, and it might have been her and like 10 of her friends, but she really wanted to see my limp dick go from a limp dick to a hard dick. And by the way,
what?
Yeah, no one has ever even seen my dick by eighth grade. Like, my dick was just, it was just me and my own. And she
wanted to see this.
Newcomer. That's
Good. And then I saw her at like a soccer game or like some football game or some shit. And it was so awkward because she like came and sat by me and she's like, so, and I'm like thinking like, am I going to have to show this girl my limp dick?
like
go behind a dumpster and show her my limp penis.
Right. Sure.
Romantic.
There's no dumpsters here. Sorry.
Sorry. And I was so glad that she didn't broach the subject.
Yeah,
because that would have been it.
Because she didn't know what you were talking about because you hadn't been talking to her.
Right, exactly.
You've been talking to her big brother who was exploring himself. Yep.
No, well, because we didn't know each other beyond just instant messaging. Like all we
That's when you had, think about it. That's when you had one family computer, and if like you had a sleepover or something, there was you plus a gang of your homies talking to whoever you were talking to.
Absolutely.
Same thing was happening on the other side of that instant message.
Oh, cyber sex was the shit.
Yo, do you cyber needs to be the fucking merch.
I want to cyber so bad again. It was so fun to cyber.
I'll cyber with you.
That would be tight.
I can be anybody.
I think I would have been a pretty good first baseman. I think would have been dope.
Plus, baseball, you don't have to be super athletic. You could be a big boy at first.
Especially a first baseman. Like, I'm just standing there.
That's not true. Nowadays, you have to be pretty fucking athletic. Have you seen these baseball players now? They're all ripped as fuck.
Hello.
Yeah, but the goal back then was just to hit home runs and trot around the bases. Yeah. That's all I was doing. And then standing at first base and stretching to get a ball.
Yeah, but if you were a major league baseball player,
right?
You would have just now gotten to the point that you're too old to play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
37? Is that too old?
I mean, yet you would have to be like super elite to be 37 and still in the league.
Wow, dude, that's crazy to think about. I could have been like done.
Yeah, but you would have had a real career. You blew it, and then you could have gotten in your directing dreams. You blew it, dude.
You blew it, bud.
What is the contents of lean? It's codeine and what else? Fruit punch or something?
Sounds good.
You like mix it with Fanta. You do it however you want, really.
Sprite.
Hawaiian like Faygo?
Yeah. I guess you could do a Faygo if you were a codeine juggalo. Damn.
Yeah.
Look at this. That's dude, a combo. Trying to get some Faygo sent his way.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sure people have done it.
Hit him with some moon mist.
I can't believe Kyle never became a full-on juggalo.
It is weird.
Yeah.
You have all the makings. Yeah.
Blake, my hair's getting incredibly long nowadays, and I legit am waking up with it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
That is a scary moment.
What is going on?
I've had it affect my dreams, like seep into my dreams when my hair's in my mouth.
Do you pull your hair back while you're sleeping?
Uh,
Kyle, you've had long hair for a long time. What do you mean this isn't just now?
Dude, yeah. I've never had it this long. Never. It's never been down to my titties.
Okay, but it's been long enough to be in your mouth.
Your mounds?
Not since like 2014, something like that, 6 years ago. Oh, and it was, okay. And I would buzz my head. I would get to the point where I would just buzz it. I've never like lived with it. Blake has lived with long hair for what? Over a decade.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
You've never cut it.
That's true.
Right?
I do sometimes.
All right.
Now, here's a question. Do you guys all maintain your pubic zones?
Manscaped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Every 2 months, I do.
Yeah, probably every couple months, I do as well.
I feel like that's something I could do every 2 months. I think I wait a little longer.
It's overkill.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's the question. If you don't, does it just keep growing forever? And can you have super long hair like your head of hair, but in your dick zone? Can you straighten it and have like a beautiful, luscious crotch head of hair?
Like parted in the middle.
You're joking, but what happens is it hardens and turns into like the horn of a rhinoceros. It's like a hair tusk,
right?
That encases your phallus and protects it.
Pizza, pizza.
I know you're joking, but
that seems real to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually never let it go that long. How long does it take for it to turn into the tusk?
18 months.
Oh, damn. I feel like
so I'm specific.
That's amazing.
Yeah, all kidding aside.
Yeah, it is like calcium.
Deposits.
Right? Hair is calcium, dead calcium.
I wonder what the longest pubic hair is. Because obviously, like,
there's a Guinness.
For Guinness Book of World Records, why don't they just give us what we want?
Yeah.
We want longest dick. It has to be in there. Stop fucking around. We want longest pubes.
Do they not do?
They need a porn or like anatomy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like a porn Guinness.
Yes.
Here's according to the Illustrated Book of Sexual Records, the longest known pubic hair in history was 28 inches long and belonged to a woman from South Africa.
There we go.
Wow.
The hair was so long it reached her knees. The same woman had armpit hair that was 32 inches long. Oh, this woman was fun. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But like, what was runner-up? What was runner-up? Like, is she a freak of nature kind of thing where it's just like, that's the one? Or are there like 20,000 people out there with 10-inch long pubic hair? That's what I'm more interested in.
Right. Like, is this a common thing to have foot-long pubes?
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Illustrated Book of Sexual Records. So that is a book. The Illustrated Book of Sexual Records.
That's tight.
I bet if you started to comb it and you started to take care of it, I bet if you started to actually like train it, it would grow longer than if you just like put on underwear and made it crumple up. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, you have to. You have to be able to comb it out, and you're training it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're putting carrot juice.
Okay. Just because if not, it'll just roll up onto itself.
For sure.
And you would have like dreadlocks down there, and then that would, you know, crumple up.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
What do you mean you would have? Are you not supposed to have? Is it not?
You're rocking nothing. Dreads. Durs's pubic hair looks like the two twin Matrix brothers, the blonde dreadlock dudes. I would go into a chat room and then like lure like dudes and pretend I was a chick, and then like when it got to like the point of where it was getting hot, you'd be like, oh man, my dick is so hard, and then they'd be like, wait, you're a dude? And you're like, yeah, wait, what? Did I miscommunicate?
Were you by yourself or with your friends?
It varied.
This is something I cannot corroborate.
You did this solo?
So this is not, I don't remember this. I've known Blake forever. I'm pretty sure this was a solo act of his.
Kyle, quit covering your tracks. You and Kyle were in his basement alone. Just
this is important.
Dude, I truly
it was fun.
Just luring guys.
It's funny, so I imagine we would do it, but like
the old bait and switch? Come on.
Yeah, no, I get it. But if you're doing a bait and switch on your own and like fist bumping yourself,
it's called trolling, man, and it for some of us it feels very good, and it's all we have.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Do you cyber?
ASL.
If you guys cybered right now, I think that would be kind of harmless. Like, if I were to cyber with any of you guys, it would be just like, you know, helping each other out.
I wonder if we have the most homoerotic podcast in the top 200 podcasts. I wonder if we are the most homoerotic.
Yeah, what's that category? Where do we rank in the homoerotic?
Yeah, we're up there. I'd say we're up there. After listening to the Mary Fuck Kill episode where you guys just went in depth on why you'd want to fuck me and Blake.
Yeah, I'm going in depth, all right.
Going in depth.
Well, it's part of the game.
Yeah, I was thinking about that recently. Yeah. It's a good game once you get spinning on it.
I'm hitting that B spot.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeesh. I used to go up to Kyle's house during Thanksgiving and
his parents' house.
Kyle's parents' house in the Bay Area. And we would weigh ourselves like before Thanksgiving and then the night of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like that morning and then that night. And then I, one year.
You hold the record.
I hold the record. I gained 10 pounds.
No, dude, it was 12.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you gained 12 pounds in a matter of days. Damn. Like a true fucking athlete.
Yeah, it was like a day and a half. Wow. And I just like put it the fuck on.
Yeah.
You were like a boxer getting ready for a fight. I was so proud of you.
You would be an amazing prize fighter.
I think it's the opposite.
I was loading. No, I'm a boxer. It was the weigh-in was that morning, and then you try to put on as much weight as possible up until the fight. Copy so you that. You got all that yeah. juice.
Was so, because we would do like, you come home and you do like five or six Thanksgivings. You do like Friendsgiving, your buddy's Thanksgiving, your family's Thanksgiving, your extended family's Thanksgiving, and then just the leftovers, you know, because you're hungry.
It sounds like that stovetop commercial where they're trying to game it because it's like, my mom's cooking stovetop at 5:30. My mom's cooking it at 6:30, and they fucking double up.
Yeah. Well, Durs in this picture is doing a classic like dad dance, like walk like an Egyptian. It looks like he's having King Tut.
Hey, no bullshit. I was doing that exact dance 20 minutes before we were rolling today.
Hey, it's a classic.
It's my go-to.
The walk like an Egyptian dance, that maneuver.
Yeah, some guys are just built to be dads, you know, and you're one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure if you Google search She-Hulk nude, you're going to find some good stuff.
That's my ideal body type is a female, not a female bodybuilder, but a female CrossFitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like to get that lean female CrossFit bod, because right. they're jacked. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, we're not.
No, not at all.
They're ripped.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's, but not as ripped as like the guys get too big, too bulky. I'm trying to get that lean CrossFit bod.
You want that Annie Thor's daughter bod?
Annie Thor's daughter.
Yeah, I'm talking about CrossFit women. They're like the champions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want that Tia Claire Toomey bod?
I'm trying to get that straight out of Sweden.
Right.
What's that blonde chick? That's
the
just ice, like
the Icelandic girls are running it. Women are running it.
Are their names hella dope? Because as soon as you get into those Scandinavian names, they're so rock star.
They're dope, except that they're like the patriarch. So like everybody's last name is like Sigmund's daughter or David's daughter.
Really?
So when you said Thor's daughter, that's actually the name?
Yeah, I think it's like a thing that they do in the Land of Ice, baby.
Wow, that is trippy.
So the name, how do you spell it? Is it like two words?
Katrin David's daughter. Is that right? David's daughter.
It's Catherine's David's daughter.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
How do you spell Thor's daughter?
It's with like a D-O-T-T-E-R.
She's daughter in lasers.
She dips beneath.
David's daughter.
If you watch Pitch Perfect, the opening scene of that movie is of my face. And they shot that at the very end of the movie. And I had gained 25 pounds.
Wow.
I remember shooting that movie. I remember when I saw you guys, because I saw you guys the moment I left for the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was after the season 2 wrap party
right.
of Workaholics.
You had like your suitcase with you, right?
Yeah. I had to bring my suitcase with me to the wrap party. I got to stay for like an hour and then I had to get on the flight. And then I left. And then when I came back, we were doing some red carpet for like Spike Award show or some shit. And I flew back, landed, drove straight to the red carpet.
Oh my God!
Flopped out of the SUV that they drove me in. And you guys were all like, Jesus Christ.
You were just grabbing your belt like Chris Farley style. Yeah. Just fucking.
Blake was especially like, dear God, man, what happened to you? And I'm like, what? What do you mean what happened? I had a great time.
Oysters happened.
Yeah, didn't you think that oysters were like very healthy? Like because somebody, is it? Didn't you think oysters were like the salad of the sea?
Yeah, I kept calling them the salad of the sea. Well, I thought they were. You wouldn't think that oysters are going to be really high. I mean, I don't. Maybe you would, but to me,
because
they don't seem like they're high in fat, but they are. And I tell people that, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't know that." Yeah, they are. It's like a good fat. It's like avocado, but you're not supposed to eat 8 avocados in a day. You know. And so I was eating a dozen oysters before my fried po' boy sandwich
before work.
Before we roll.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be before call time.
Yeah. And then also just like a full blown, probably the closest I've been to being like a true alcoholic, mm-hmm. you know, where people are probably like, oh, he's really drinking a lot mm-hmm. every day, because they didn't shoot that much on the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like New Orleans too, right? So you're, it's always.
Yeah, it was Louisiana. Up. And so I was just eating and drinking like a fucking monster every day, having a blast doing the movie and being there and being in Louisiana and eating and drinking everything.
Pizza.
Yeah, and then came back and my head was a completely different size. So if you watch that movie, you see, you're like, oh, I bet that was in the beginning of when they started shooting, because it would go from like one scene, my head is like, bloop, 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 and it right. just like levels out and it's fucking just a giant, meaty, puffy, doughy, fat fucking head. And then the very next scene, all of a sudden I have a jawline again. And I was doing a dance move that I still will do when I reach a peak level bro down drunk, when you're like, mm-hmm. you're not trying to, you know, impress anyone. You're just with your dudes and you're acting straight silly, which is I do a move where I aggressively stir my drink.
Yes, I have seen that a few times.
Yeah, that's my go-to dance move.
That's a good one.
And then let's talk about when you're trying to impress people, the B-side of when you're not. What's the move?
Oh, what's the dance move when you're, that's a great question.
Well, then I go into, then I'm like, I revert to like, I'm a fourth grader and I'm at my aunt's wedding and I'm convinced that someone, did you guys ever do this or is this just me and my fucking psychotic head where I would imagine.
Cyber sex people? Oh.
That there's a professional dance scout in the audience at my aunt's wedding in Waterloo.
You're a true psychopath.
Wait, okay, but what's hang on the a second. Dance?
Who's that kid?
Yeah. And I was like,
hold the bouquet.
I would dance so hard until like every inch of me was sweating because I just danced for like 6 hours straight, just doing cartwheels, splits, thinking like they're about to approach any moment. I gotta. It's the same sort of mindset as when you're practicing hoops as a kid and you're in your driveway and it's always the 3, 2, 1 and you shoot and you miss, but you get the rebound and they're like, there's still a second left. And then you like put it up, then you miss again. And then there's like, oh, this is the very last second. And then you make it.
I like that analogy. I do not see how the dancing thing is the same, but I'm trying to follow.
I'm trying to win the game, dude.
I do like how everything in Adam's mind was for an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You got like, I was just shooting hoops.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hit the game-winning shot. Come on.
You were never trying to win the game-winning shot, or it was 3-2-1, and
always.
I wasn't.
Really?
I was never trying to impress people I thought would roll up or think would see me. I was trying to impress people that were, like, there. I didn't have like an imaginary like
an imagination. Okay.
Bill Cartwright himself is going to pull up.
You imagine this whole scenario that allows you to get ready for when the dance is real. You know what I mean? You have to put yourself in that. That's just a form of preparation, I think, like mental preparation.
I like that, Kyle. I like that.
I'm not talking. There's two different things we're talking about here. There's visualization about a race or a game, and then there's, I wonder if someone's going to discover me shooting hoops.
But what's the difference between the two? Honestly, when you
one
look at
is
this,
about
like,
you, and the other's about the game and the fucking process.
They're both about you. One is about how you perform in the game and during and under the line when the moment counts. And the other one is when you're performing and there happens to be a scout out there that can give you the ticket and the keys to Hollywood. What's the difference?
I guess I would say I differentiate those two from the execution of something and you.
But the execution of a dance move is just like the execution of a three-pointer and a rebound.
I know, but I'm sorry.
This is exactly where I didn't want the conversation
but,
to go.
No, but I mean,
we're talking dance.
I'm super curious because it's like, to me, it feels like exactly the same thing.
I know, but my point is are you trying to nail the dance move to nail it? Or are you trying to nail the dance move so someone comes up to you and goes, hey, man, you nailed that
well,
dance move.
Can I just say that I know that I'm not a true psych.
Wait, what?
Hang on.
I'm not a true psychopath, and I truly believe in Waterloo, Iowa, there's a professional dance scout who's going to find me. It's just a fun imaginary thing that I like to make up that helps me dance harder at Cindy's wedding.
Okay.
Right.
Because you think you will be discovered.
That's just a fun thing I'm doing in my imagination. Much like when I'm practicing shooting hoops, it's a fun thing to imagine that I'm hitting a game-winning shot and I'm Michael Jordan and it's, you know, the 1996 right. finals.
But in Adam's case, specifically in Adam's case, he came here and became a performer.
But he's not a dancer,
a professional
though.
Performer. He's not a dancer, not but a he dancer. Is performing with eyes on him. That's his job.
Have I danced in movies, Blake?
You have. Multiple, and you, and multiple I movies. Believe, didn't you didn't
this
you
is
at
where
the
I'm
Oscars
like,
dance?
Oh, at the yeah, Emmys, I did a whole weird, very weird dance number.
Adam is a song and dance man. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a song and dance man. And it started there with the visualization at your aunt's wedding that some talent scout might be watching you.
So kids, don't be afraid. Don't listen to negative durs over there. There actually has to be a talent scout there in order to imagine it. You can just pretend and have a fun imagination.
You're missing the point.
Hold on. What point are we missing?
Look, you're imagining the payoff for something as opposed to just getting it right.
What? No, he's not dancing to win. He's dancing for a purpose.
For attention.
Well, there was not one particular move. There was a lot of moves strung together.
Wait, what is the differential? Well, I don't understand what you are differentiating between sports and like entertainment. Like, what are you?
I didn't bring up dancing. You did.
No, I did.
But what is the difference between winning a game
and winning Step Up to the Streets, the TV show?
Yeah, and winning in entertainment, whatever those bars are. There's not an actual ribbon. There's not an actual judge. But what is the difference there?
The difference is he's doing it to be the guy who shoots the game-winning shot as opposed to just working on the shot and getting good at the shot and then going to be the guy who wins the game with the shot. He's sitting around not being good at it going, I'm the guy who won the shot. I hope somebody drives by and sees me.
But I was practicing. I was getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wasn't very naturally gifted at basketball. I kind of always sucked. But
or at dancing. But like,
well,
you know.
Well, no, I take that back. I'm not a bad dancer. I can dance.
Okay.
Oh, I just am curious.
Adam, I think you're a pretty good basketball player. Just aside.
Hey, thanks, Blake.
Yeah. I've seen worse.
Yeah, well, yeah. We've seen worse.
I'm definitely one of those worst players, for sure.
Man, I'm so glad we went down that.
Me too.
I'm still...
He's still there.
I'm glad that that Blake brought up the Emmys dance, because that was one of the weirdest days of my life, where, like, 3 days, maybe a week before, they were like, hey, I think someone must have fell out. And like they needed to fill a segment, and
Josh Gad
for sure dropped out. The Emmys asked me to do like a song and dance number to present the I don't even know. I can't remember what it was for.
Best song in a movie?
No, it was best. It was for Emmys, so it was
musical
TV.
Or comedy.
Yeah, it was musical or comedy, exactly. And so I did a huge song and dance number, and I had like 2 days to learn it, and it's insane, by the way. It's like the craziest thing. Like 50 dancers come out. There's the giant mass singer. I have to like do a great flip show over someone. Samantha Bee's there. It's so weird. But then the weirdest part is like looking is right before I'm about to start. I look out and just see Michael Douglas just staring at me. just like the sea of famous people looking back at you going, what the fuck is this? As I'm like singing and dancing and doing a thing.
Oh, man.
And then looking out and just seeing the every famous person you've ever seen in your life.
Was Michael Douglas giving you like a courtesy smile?
No.
Great work, Adam.
Guess what all those people are in the audience? They're potential scouts.
They were all scouting. That's what I was thinking. I was like, they're all going to fucking find me, dude.
They are scouting you. They're judging you. They are.
If you're like, if I could have a little audience participation, countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you shoot a fireball.
Yeah, I got to hit the final closing number. No, I remember Michael Douglas being not into my song and dance. Admittedly.
Unresponsive.
Admittedly, it was so weird. Like, because I watched the show up until they're like, okay, and it's 15 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever until and then they took me backstage. And like, it's the most Hollywood thing you can do because there's like chorus girls and there's like professional dancers and singers like that are accompanying me. And then it's just like you go on stage and it's spotlight is on you and you look out and there's like every famous person you could even imagine is just in the audience.
Yeah.
And it was the fucking weirdest thing.
Sinbad was there?
I wish.
Every person, I imagine.
If you can imagine it, it's on the internet.
Coronavirus.
The virus, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's still sweeping the world, huh? Mm-hmm.
Still out there.
The virus is still out there.
I wouldn't mind if it just swept right out of the fucking planet.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, I'm trying to get back to business.
Look at these CrossFit women. Sure. Don't you want your body to look like? I mean, Blake already kind of looks like a hot CrossFit babe.
No. Is that what it is, Adam? Is that like they look how you want to look?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm trying to fuck these women. I'm saying I want my body
to
look
that.
Like these CrossFit women.
Wait, you're saying you want to be these women?
Oh, that one right there, Lauren Fisher. She's famous. She's a beast.
I think they're all kind of famous. Like this, I'd take that lean ass Danielle Seidel.
Mm. Well, it's really just their abdominals. Is that what you're drawn to, right?
No, dude, the quads are out of hand.
Okay.
Brooke Ants.
I'm trying to be a CrossFit chick. That's what I want.
Uh-huh. Adam, I fully support
if
this.
If you started rocking, start rocking like a sports bra and just hitting the beach.
Dude, that's actually a cool look.
People would be like, where do you work out? You're like,
huh? I've never seen a homie rock a sports bra and it probably looks cool as fuck. Like the cutoff tee game is sick.
Yeah, I could see no matter what I do, and I work out really hard, and no matter what I do, I still have a little belly fat. I work out every day. And I can't have the body of a Sarah Sigmund's daughter.
Yeah. Daughter.
We should get a Kickstarter or GoFundMe to free Carl and just see how much like money, like dumb money we can get. And then throw a Carl release party.
There we go.
And have a fucking carnival or something. You know?
Bro, I love it when you spitball.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see anything going on with that. I feel like
love it.
You know, with the prison system right now, I think that's a great call just to
Hey, Anders.
Yes, Adam.
Thank you. And I totally agree.
I love it when Adam just like stream of consciousness like gets these great ideas. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And they just come to me.
Should we do this?
Like, it'd be crazy, right? We just ask for money for nothing.
Yeah. Why not?
That'd be awesome.
And then drink the money away.
Yeah. Well, we'll obviously be an open bar, but then we'll have like a dope party for Carl to come out of prison. And we'll get
prison
like
in quotes.
We'll get a blow up prison. For Kyle to like be stuck in
like a bounce house.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. Now you're thinking. Okay. And then we get him and then we're like, and we'll like dress up like Eric Griffin as like a judge or something. And he'll like bang a gavel. And he's like, I
now sentence you to take a beer bong.
Yeah.
This is when we all find out that Adam has fallen on some real hard times.
I'm trying to embezzle money from the Free Carl Foundation.
We should do this crazy thing, guys. I'm having trouble paying my mortgage.
It's the dark carnival of the souls, but for Workaholics fans, let's do
Adam
it.
Adam McAfee.
If we were, all four of us, to be a fight to the death cage match where you get to choose a weapon, what weapon are you bringing to the table? What weapon can you wield masterfully?
Well, hang on. Is this fight in front of a bunch of people?
Okay.
Thank God.
So I'll do well.
I'm just bringing their positive vibes.
I like that.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
See, what I'll do.
That doesn't matter.
What I'll do is I'll imagine that there's a scout out there, a fighting scout. And
yes, yeah, right. Don King.
It's Nitro from American Gladiators.
That Nitro's out there. He's judging the whole situation. I'm imagining Nitro's out there, and I have to win this fight for Nitro, and that'll give me the motivation I need to succeed. And my answer is those little knife things that Raphael had. Cool but rude, Ralph.
Size. Oh, size.
Yeah, size.
Oh, size.
Size.
I like your size.
Those are tight. Also, what Donatello had, just a big-ass stick, that works because you can poke people. You can hit them from far away.
Bow staff.
Yeah.
Did you watch Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, I didn't know any of their
weapon names.
I know nunchucks.
See, that's the only way I can answer this question is imagine myself as an action figure and what comes in the package with me.
Yeah.
I would rock Leonardo's sharp long medals.
I'll take sharp long medals. Yeah, when I imagine myself as an action figure and what comes with me, I think I'm going like fucking raw with like a baseball bat with some fucking sharp metals in the end of it so I can swing the fuck out of that.
You're a Casey Jones.
Right. Casey Jones with blades at the end of the bat.
Is that a Jose Canseco bat?
Tell me you didn't pay money for this.
Well, here's the issue with just having a baseball bat with blades of sorts is what I'm going
to
do. Yeah,
I'm definitely fabricating my own thing. I know that. There's a lore to my weapon.
That's okay.
And that's fine.
We'll allow him to tear your lore apart real quick. Go
ahead. And that's fine. Is what I would do is you would swing. You'd swing at me, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd slide using my fourth grade honed dance maneuvers that I've honed through the years at random weddings looking for scouts. Mm-hmm. And I would slide on my knees right after you swung the bat. I'd stay out of bat reach. Then I'd slide in with my size and cut at them thighs.
Size to the thighs.
That's cool.
Size to the thighs, babe. Yeah. Just two on each thigh. Just tick-tack.
Okay.
Not even worry about the dick. I'm not worried about the dick. I'm like if you cut the inner thighs.
Thank you.
And then you shred down.
Thank you, though, by the way. Right. Thank you for not.
You might want to worry about
it. No, I'm saying if I know Kyle, and I do, I might hit the tip.
Thank you.
Hey, I might hit the tip, but this guy's a droopy dog. He's got a droopy, sad.
Way down.
It's not necessarily long. It's like a sad sack. It's like a.
Okay. I'll still say thank you.
You're going
to
pin the sack to the thigh?
Yeah, I'm going to pin the side to the thigh. Do you think you would escape from a prison?
Me?
Do you think you would have that in you?
I would, for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely try. I don't know if I would make it, but I would definitely try.
I don't know. I guess it depends.
Yeah, I love it. Kyle's like Cool Hand Luke. He's like, at least I tried, though. At least I tried.
I don't know. I might just sell my asshole.
Yeah.
And okay. Stay there?
Yeah, there's just be no like, really, way. Just be the...
that was a quick turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would I do in jail? Sell my asshole? Okay.
I don't know. That's a lot of work. You got to stay up every night. You're getting no sleep.
True.
You got to stay up every night to be digging the tunnel when you could just like, sell your asshole and then get all the cigarettes and you get little candy. You, like they'll give you Tic Tacs.
I think you're going to sell your asshole. They're taking your asshole.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. They're not taking it. I'm giving it.
And they're going to keep their Tic Tacs in your asshole. Their cigarettes, your asshole's their cigarette holder.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're going to go, give me your fucking asshole. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to take it. It's right here for your taking. And they're going to be like, well, okay, all right. I don't know if I want it if you're going to give it up that hard. And I'm like, yeah, well, whoever has the most cigarettes for me to smoke, that gets my sweet, puckery butthole.
I like your reverse psychology.
It's like a cool Who Wants to Be a Millionaire like game show. Who's going to win my butthole? All
night. Yeah, I'm running a game show out of the prison.
Out of my butthole.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Adam. They're all going to fuck your asshole.
Yeah, man. Like, everybody wins.
Who gets it?
Everybody.
For five cigarettes.
I get it first.
Durs, I think if you and I were cellmates, I think we could hatch a plan to escape.
I think
we could figure it
out.
Dude,
I would make the sickest paper mache us.
Yes.
Yes,
to leave under the covers while we fucking crept out.
Yeah, dude. I would definitely go to the library and find a way to talk to the warden and talk about the building and the architecture and get the schematics of the place. Right. I would work that shit.
But why do you want to escape when next week Ariana Grande is performing? Come on. Yeah, that's true. We got a free show next week. See, that would be my job. I'd be concert promoter.
That's why we're escaping.
Hey, you know what, Blake? That's how we're escaping, actually, because when everybody's over here looking at Ariana Grande, mm-hmm. whoop, we're out our motherfucking mm-hmm. tunnel that we've been working on for a couple weeks.
And you know what? When you guys need to relax and take some time off, you can fuck my asshole.
Man, last night we dug a hole. We dug so much deep hole. I need a little bit more deep hole.
Yeah, Kyle's like, Durs, what happened? You were supposed to dig last night. He's like, I don't know. Adam let me fuck him for 3 cigarettes.
Yeah. I couldn't resist.
And I'm over here like, God is a woman. Yeah. Damn, our prison rocks, dude.
We got a pretty dope prison.
Dude, I would be drawing hella drawings. That's what I would be doing. I would be giving art away to mm-hmm. avoid penetration.
Yes, Durs, can you write my name real quick? Like, cool.
Right. I would just draw like graffiti of names or like pictures of people's children.
Gosh.
Say, hey, man.
I feel like I would end up getting so many just dollops of free potatoes that people would want to, like, free mashed potatoes.
You're getting dollops.
Yeah, because your butt is a bowl.
People are going to want to stop fucking my asshole because my ass is going to be too big. They're like, you know what?
Your approach to this whole question is just great, man.
It's never too big.
There's always another dude in jail who's like, actually, I could fit that pretty well.
No, they're just going to be putting a straw in your butt and slurping the potatoes out.
Or washing the cat. They're just going to wash the cat.
This bro got that She-Hulk booty. Yeesh. Yeesh.
Do you know She-Hulk over in cell block 7?
Your name is She-Hulk?
That's your name.
He's built She-Hulk. Like a CrossFit girl.
Wow.
Yeah, so... he like was bullying me, and my dad told me that like I have to hit him first. My mom was like, only hit him if he hits you first. My dad's like, you're much smaller than him. Definitely hit him first. Scare the shit out of him. Like, beat the shit out of him, and then he won't hurt you anymore. And I'm like, got it. Mm-hmm. So then the next day at school, I took my book out and from my backpack and went up to him as he was sitting down in a desk and just clubbed him in the side of the head with it, like almost knocking him out. And then like a week later, I see him at the top of a staircase, and I fucking 300 style kicked him down the staircase, and he like dislocated his shoulder. So yeah. And
how does it feel? Oh, how does it feel to know that you were a bully?
Yeah. So I was for sure his bully. In hindsight, I realized that. But at the time, I was like, he was bullying.
You're a fucking dickhead.
He was bullying me, Kyle.
He didn't hit you with a book or kick you downstairs, player.
No, he hit me with his fist. He hit me.
Who's the bully?
Is this our murder podcast right here, dude?
He hit me with his fist first. So yeah, did I deserve that?
I don't know,
man. This sounds like a movie reveal, like the likes of Fight Club, where like all of a sudden your face is on his body. Like, you thought you were at the bottom of the stairs and he was looking down on you. Yeah.
What's cool is Adam was just bringing up kind of like an eye for an eye, but he just hit him and Adam then threw him upstairs. Yeah, so it's kind of like an eye for a shoulder.
Good job, Dennis.
Well, also, my dad just gave me real piss poor advice.
Kill him. You could kill him.
Well, I do say that's like my dream role is like the movie Fear. Like, I feel like I do well with something like that where you remember that movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg, where he's just like, everybody kind of likes him and he's like the new boyfriend and he's cute and everyone's like, yeah, he's a nice guy. I think I do well with like, oh no, we like him. You mm-hmm. look at him, little cute. He's good for you. And then I'm a fucking lunatic.
Then you start carving shit into your chest.
And then I imagine there's all kinds of like serial killer scouts out there looking for me, and I'm gonna be like the number one.
You gotta be the best.
Now I can kill him.
We want all the gay dudes that are offering. I was gonna say threatening, but no, they're offering. Mm. They're offering to swallow my dick and balls whole, and to tongue my butthole while my dick and balls are in their mouth. Slide it, come up, fly on over to Kyle's Instagram and offer him up something.
Yeah, what's your at? What's your at, Kyle?
Kyle Newacek, just my name.
Why don't you go on over to at Kyle Newacek's Instagram and tell him what you want to do with his veggies that he just pulled out of his garden.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
And next week we'll read the top five comments. And all right. I don't want any guys going on there trying to be funny. We'll know.
We'll know. We'll do some deep dive. We want the real deal. We want you to actually offer up that throat, if you'd like. Only if you'd like, allegedly.
I'm just not going to sign the document that says if Blake goes to prison, we're all going to prison.
So you don't want a soul link with me?
No.
Unbelievable.
Let's say if I go to prison and I come out of prison, will you guys be there waiting for me?
With an Omaha steak?
Yeah.
To take me immediately to the hospital? Because my asshole's concaved?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where's the prison?
Sing Sing.
Let's just say it's Oregon.
Oregon?
No.
Beautiful country up there.
You're not going to come get me out of prison, Kyle?
No.
Why not?
Oh, man. Why not?
Well, what time of year is it?
It's, this time it's October.
Getting cold.
Beautiful.
It's getting cold. It's like 30 degrees up there. It's almost freezing. I don't do that well.
Well, you know what? At this time, we probably have one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
allegedly,
you guys bring a whole audio setup to start the podcast back up again. As soon as I get out of prison, mm-hmm. I go into the van. We fire up the next pod.
Oh. Hot. That's a I'm tuning in.
How about this? Are you allowed to do a podcast from jail?
I'll remote in.
Well, you can rap from jail.
I actually think you probably could. Yeah, I think that you also can have an Instagram in jail.
Yeah, I think it depends where you're in prison. And I feel if one of us is going to prison, it's probably overseas off of some dumb shit. The most hilarious stuff from all that terrible like Epstein shit is when they're like to his face telling him like his dick looks like a little football or something.
Oh yeah.
He's like, as I've said before, do I have to answer this?
Amazing.
That shit was hilarious.
Takes off his microphone. It's like, dude, that's your hot button?
That's like the best hidden camera show that you actually know there's a camera there ever.
Right. They were like, is it true your dick looks like a Nerf Vornado football?
Vornado.
This dude was straight face like, what are we doing here?
Is it true you have lumpy cum?
Lumpy.
He's like, I'm gonna take my microphone off. I can't handle this. Huh. Oh, but you can handle every other
you
question.
You gotta roast the dude.
Start coming
him.
After your weird shaped dick. Yeah, you're out of here.
You gotta roast him. I think every prisoner or person who's found guilty should have to go through a roasting.
I mean, yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it'll clean up the streets.
Once they're found guilty, the jury has just been working on fucking slams.
Yeah, just ranks.
Guilty. Yeah. Okay, before you leave the courtroom, we roast you.
We found you guilty on 12 counts. Also, 12. Your mom is so fat. And like the jury's like, how fat is she?
Yeah. Oh, snap.
How fat is she?
He's jury of your peers.
That would be fucking awesome.